Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Teddy?
Yeah, it is, bud.
Hi, Teddy. It's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. I got a voicemail from you, and I wanted to just make sure. I don't know if you got the new calendar invite, but your client interview has been rescheduled for 10 o'clock on Friday morning.
Well, Friday morning.
At 10, yeah. Is that going to work out for you?
Hey, sure, Paul, and I'm just worried about you guys. But you know what?
Oh.
You always come through for me, Paul.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I got a message that you rescheduled. I got that message on, I think, Tuesday that you had rescheduled for Friday. I thought they had already informed you of that, but then I got your voicemail today.
What happened was I had this appointment at 10 o'clock
Right.
on Tuesday.
Correct, yeah.
I got a phone call from you guys about 9:30, my 9:35. My phone was in the car, and when I went to go look at it, about 10 of 10, when I thought you were going to call, because I expected a call, I said, okay,
Right.
I already called. How the hell did I miss?
Oh.
I didn't know if I, so I, so it threw me, and you guys never called back. But that's cool, dude.
Yeah,
And I said, what'd you think?
I thought that it looks like Ed might be your client interview technician. At least he was the one that was assigned to it on Tuesday. It may end up on his calendar again. I thought he had already sent out
No.
the calendar invitation because it is listed on Tuesday's calendar. I'm gonna send it to you just so you have that, okay? I'll send it out to your email address, okay?
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much.
No problem. Yeah, so it's 10 o'clock on Tuesday. Like I said, if I am able, if I am between
10
calls,
o'clock on Friday,
I'm sorry. Tuesday was last one. Yeah, it's the end of the day here. But I'm gonna send that out to you and then you'll have that as well. It's 10 o'clock on Friday and hopefully I'll be in between calls when they're ready to call you on Friday.
Okay, so I'm gonna try. Let me take a look. I'm gonna go write that down. Right. Okay, buddy. See if I got this thing going right. I got a lot there. Well, I'm gonna have to come to terms. I cannot multitask.
That's okay. You know,
I just
multitasking just ends up doing more than one thing bad at a time. We all have to focus on what we're doing to do a good job of it. I've realized that multitasking is just a recipe for disaster.
I think I've realized it, but I keep falling backwards and going back to the old habits.
We
You know?
try. We do the best we can.
Let's see here. What did I do with that stupid ass calendar I got? I can't even find it right now, but I know 10 o'clock. There you go. I go for a look, looking for stuff. But I'm going to scratch you down on this piece of paper. I wish I was computer savvy like you.
Well,
I don't know. I don't think it saved me anything.
I have to be. I don't think that I'm gifted or anything like that. I just struggle through it, probably more than others. But I think I was able to send out a reminder email that you should see in your calendar in your email inbox for that client interview scheduled at 10 o'clock on this coming Friday the 5th.
Okay. Okay, man, we'll figure something out then. Of course, I've been running around crazy. Trying to get it back together on the holidays. We'll get it together, okay, please? See what we get going on. All right, Paul. So I'm going to be talking to another young man. What is his name?
Well, it might be Ed. Ed was the one that was scheduled on Tuesday. It may fall on his calendar again. Or it might be somebody else. So I'm not sure exactly who's going to be the one to call you. But hopefully I'll be in between phone calls, so I'll be on that call as well, at least in the beginning, to introduce you to your client interview technician, if it's Ed or if it's somebody else.
All right. So we'll get this thing going on down the road here, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll talk to you on Friday at 10, or right around 10.
I think you sent me a list of shit I have to get done. I got a list of shit I got to do for everybody. You know?
Well, we'll walk you through it. We'll make it as easy as we can on our end. And then...
I'm just going to have to gnaw at your list one at a time.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do with the insurance company, but I guess I'll gnaw at their list one at a time, too. If they keep fucking with me, I'll bump them. I got four trucks with them. House, property.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
They're going to come up. Oh, well, this takes time. We're going to broker it off to somebody. I'm just going to shoot you. That's kind of cool. Oh, you're not allowed to talk like that anymore, are you?
I'm not supposed to. All right. Well, I'll hopefully speak with you again on Friday, but you have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks again, Teddy.
Paul, you relax. It is bedtime here.
It is getting late. It is getting late, but I did just get that voicemail, so I wanted to give you a heads up and just let you know that we've got it rescheduled. We'll talk to you on Friday.
You're the best, Paul.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Ted. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks again.
Okay, bye.
All righty. Bye now.